Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you this morning from Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights. And it's hot. Well, it may not be that hot while you're watching this video this morning, but it's going to be hot today. It was hot yesterday. It's going to be hot today. And I'm standing here next to the thermostat. We've got the temperature set at 74. In preparation for this hot spell, I got an email from the company that sold us our air conditioner, and they suggested that you set your thermostat to the temperature you're going to want the house maintained at by 10 o'clock so that the air conditioner can just maintain that temperature for the entire day. Don't let it get too warm and then think your air conditioner is going to be able to cool it off, because it's just going to have to work too hard to cool it off. So some advice for you, some advice I took today. Our thermostat, our house is nice and cool for, well, maybe not nice and cool, but it's cooler for our dog while we're away at work today than it might have been otherwise, because the temperature is going to be the high today is going to be so high. To be honest with you, I might jump in the pool when I get home, but be that as it may. So the temperature and maintaining a cool temperature, which one brings to mind the safety of your neighbors. If you have neighbors who you're not sure if they are running their air conditioning, if their air conditioning works, or if they can afford to run it, maybe checking in on them and offering to let them come over and enjoy some of your cool air, or bringing them a nice cold beverage, or at least checking on them is important when the temperature's as high as it was yesterday is going to be today. Now, I'm going to Fresno this weekend and it's going to be hot there, but that's a whole other issue. But the rising temperature makes me think of that, but also this idea of maintaining a temperature. And maintaining a temperature is easier than trying to let the temperature get too hot and then trying to cool it down. I think it's a little like some of our spiritual practices, right? If we let them go, it's harder to come back and start them up again, to make a new habit. But if we can maintain, whether that's reading your Bible every day, whether that's saying grace before meals, as we talked about in worship on Sunday, whether that's praying for your family, whether that's coming to worship every Sunday, whether that's watching these videos every Wednesday. Maintaining a habit is easier, actually, than letting it go and trying to restart it and going up and down. They say the same is true in dieting. I'm gonna give that a shot, see how that works out for me. But the idea of maintaining, setting a goal, what you want the temperature in your house to be, and then maintaining that goal throughout the day, is words of encouragement for you. One, I do hope you stay cool today. And two, that if you are interested in starting a new spiritual practice or discipline, that you know, set that goal and work your best to maintain it. And maybe that's something sort of like your air conditioner, you know, thinking about it every morning and kind of timing out when that's going to happen through the day. Stay cool, because it's going to be hot out there today, my friends. Don't want to talk too much about the weather, because that only makes me hotter, but it's been good spending a few cool moments with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you soon, next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.